It's a bloody hell here. I mean, it's really bad. I was actually sitting at, I'm a senior correspondent with a foreign desk here in VG. I was just finishing off a comment for tomorrow's newspaper about Africa's Horn. And I was sort of sitting on the tip of my chair, and then suddenly we heard this enormous bang, you know. And this 10-story VG building was dancing and shaking like crazy. And I fell off my chair here, but nothing else happened. And I ran to the front of the building, which faces out towards the Prime Minister's building. And the facade is, you know, is glass, thick panzer glass. And the whole front was shattered, and glass pieces came flying through the news desk, and lots of glass inside the newspaper building from all 10 stories. So I was sort of peeking out through a crack in the wall, and I saw the PM's office was burning. And then the fire alarm started, and we were evacuated down. So I had the possibility to run. You know, we are smack in the middle of the different ministries here. Our newspaper is the only remaining newspaper in Oslo's Fleet Street, actually. So we have, you know, a perfect view, actually, you know, first row view to what happened here. As of now, they have confirmed 2 deaths and like 12 or 15 wounded, but it is much more than that. Those figures will increase, because I saw at least 3 or 4, you know, bodies which were covered with blankets or jackets. I don't know whether they were dead or not, but I also saw people hanging lifeless out of the windows. So I would think that number will increase pretty, you know, dramatically. But what I was seeing dozens of people running around screaming and crying with blood coming out of wounds, covered in blood. I saw people lying lifeless on the sidewalks in the streets. I saw how that explosion had ripped off the facades of several buildings, the Prime Minister's building, the health department, my newspaper, a few other ministries just next door to us. It was burning from the health department, and it still is, by the way. I saw the lower 2 floors of the PM's building, which is a 15-story building. You could see straight through the building. I mean, it had sort of blown out 2 stories. And the canteen, the restaurants, where, you know, sort of it was totally destroyed. It's actually on street level. And the old health department is a brick building, and the brick wall, parts of the brick wall had actually fallen off the wall, ended in the streets. I have heard only 1 blast, and there were rumors about blasts elsewhere in Oslo, but that has, you know, we have seen nothing like that. So it's 1 blast, but it was so strong that it sort of the air pressure kind of blew glass and rubbish along the streets. So they piled up elsewhere in Oslo, like, for example, the Youngs Square, as we call it, which is like 300-400 meters away. There was a rumor about a bomb there, but those are, you know, glass and parts of walls and ceilings from the explosion between the health department and the PM's office. So yes, 1 blast probably. There were, you know, lots of fire trucks, lots of ambulances, at least 15 or 20 ambulances. There were police, even the King's Guard came. The police confirm it's been a bomb, and the special forces, especially in investigations, and our secret police or anti-terror police, they are already investigating. So this incident today will change Norway forever. No doubt about it. We are a peaceful, quiet little corner up here north. This will change Norway forever.